Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hey, Lonnie, the theater lady.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, welcome back to Berg Vivant.
Thank
just wouldn't
you.
Be a solid week without you. And who can miss you?
Nobody can miss me in this shirt.
In the Technicolor dream coat.
I didn't see Joseph, though.
Oh, no. I couldn't either. I'm kind of blinded.
Put on your sunglasses.
I think I should. But anyway, it's great to have your colorful personality here. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about the current show at Little Lake, which is Wonder of the World.
Wow, well, that's quite a boastful title. Does the show measure up?
It does. This is a totally madcap, over-the-top comedy that is wacky, crazy, zany, sometimes a little bit naughty.
Oh, okay.
And there's some salty language in here.
I'm down.
Be forewarned.
Oh, really? Oh,
oh, yeah.
Oh, Little Lake is pushing the envelope with them old codgers out there, huh? Dropping some language.
It was a young audience.
Okay.
Everybody was enjoying
all
it.
All right.
Yeah. It didn't bother me simply because it was so hilarious and so funny.
Oh, good.
The saltiness just kind of passed over your head.
All right. Well, but, so what? Can you give me an example of salty language? Can you? And if you don't want to say it on camera, can you maybe imply sign language?
Do
you want to mouth it behind the program?
Yeah. The two very worst words.
Oh.
Both of them. Oh.
Come on. You're from Bridgeville. You've never heard that before.
Anyway, this was a hilarious production, and the story is this young girl, Cass, decides that she's going to leave her husband, and that role's played very charmingly by Elizabeth Glyptis. She is just so cute in this role and so funny. She leaves her husband, Kip, who is played by Jacob Wadsworth, and he appears to be this preppy guy, you know, this innocent, sweet, preppy guy, and we find out later, whoa, does he have a secret?
He's using some salty language out at Little Lake is what he's doing, right?
Way
is
more that than it? That.
Oh. So well, now I'm intrigued.
Oh, I can't give that away. That is, it's hilarious. It's like nothing you've ever heard before. This David Lindsay, a bear who wrote this, also wrote Fuddy Mears. So that gives you an idea of the kind of productions he writes.
Uh-huh,
very snappy dialogue. So she's on the bus on the way to Niagara Falls, and she meets this suicidal alcoholic. I know that doesn't sound funny.
No, this just sounds like a typical weekend for me. Okay. But keep going.
Leah Hillgrove plays the role of Lois, the alcoholic, and Leah Hillgrove's performance is amazing. She is so good in this role. She is so hardened and so tough and so impenetrable, and she just really, her performance is worth the price of admission alone, although there were other strong performances. She was fabulous. And the other one is Renee Kern. She plays several different characters. She's a helicopter pilot, three waitresses, a marriage counselor, and all her performances are so strong. She has a monologue as the marriage counselor. Oh my gosh, she's trying to counsel several couples at the same time. Hilarious. It would be an actress's dream come true to do that monologue. And she did it brilliantly. I can't recommend this enough. The characters, to say they were eccentric, would really be an understatement. They were all total weirdos. Like of a kind.
And look who's talking.
Hey, watch it, mister. It really was a funny show. When I left, I was actually holding my cheeks here because they were
of the surgery
from laughing.
You just had.
No,
oh, okay.
No,
all right.
From laughing, I strained my cheek muscles. I was laughing so hard. Truly.
Instant facelift. Huh?
It's just such a perfect summer bit of silliness and fluff, you know. I loved it.
Wonder of the World. So when you're done seeing Wonder Woman.
I did see that.
Yeah. We saw it together. You can go see Wonder of the World if you haven't had enough wonder and amazement.
And get there by August 5th.
August 5th at Little Lake Theater in Canonsburg. Thank you, Lonnie.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.